שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם. We're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're in item number 30. You can watch and ask questions on Sviva Tova. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. The writings of בעל הסולם, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 30. The heading is the Hizdakhut of the Masach to the emanation of the Pirtzuf. Item 30. To understand the matter of the cascading of the degrees by five levels, one below the other, which was explained above concerning the five Pirtzufim of Ak, as well as in all the degrees appearing in the five Pirtzufim in each world of the four worlds, Abiya, through Malchut of Asiya, we must thoroughly understand the matter of the Hizdakhut, the purification of the Masach of the Guf, which is implemented in each of the Partsufim of Ak, the world of Nikudim, and the world of correction, Tikkun.
That all the degrees, they're built only on purification, only on the purification of the Masach, meaning that if there is some kind of force that helps us in being connected with one another, then this force also stops us because we're connected, we're chained. And if we break this force, if this force actually disappears, then by that come the different degrees and new states. It's a thing and it's opposite. This is how it always is in creation, because all of creation includes two opposite forces. Therefore, it can't be that we can remain in the same state without breaking it, without corrupting it, and from it to build a new state.
Ot Lamed Alef. Ve'ainyan hu, she'en lecha partzuf.
Item 31. The thing is that there is no Pertzuf or any degree at all that does not contain two lights called O Mekif, surrounding light, and O Pnimi, inner light. And we shall explain them in Ak, because the O Mekif of the first Pertzuf of Ak is the light of Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. Following the Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, as the Masach that was erected in Malchut, there was a zivug of Haka'ah from the light of Ein Sof on this Misach. And using the Ol Chozer that the Masach raised, it redrew the upper light to the restricted world in the form of 10 Sfirot of Rosh and 10 Sfirot of Guf. Yet this extension from Ein Sof in the Partzuf Ak does not fill the whole of reality as prior to the Tzimtzum. Rather, it is discerned with a Rosh and Sof. From above downward, its light stops at the point of this world, which is the concluding Malchut, as in the verse, "And his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives." And from within outward, just as there are 10 Sfirot Kachab Tum from above downward, and Malchut which concludes the Ak from below, so there are 10 Sfirot Keter Chochma Bina Tiferet Malchut from within outward, called Mocha, Atzamot, Gidin, Basar, and Or. The Or, which is Malchut, ends the Partzuf from the outside. In that respect, Partzuf Ak is considered a mere thin line compared to Ein Sof, which fills the whole reality. This is so because the Partzuf of Or ends it and limits it from all sides, from the outside, and it cannot expand and fill the entire restricted space. Thus, only a thin line remains standing in the middle of the space. The measure of the light received in Ak, meaning the thin line, is called Or Pnimi. And this great difference between the Or Pnimi in Ak and the light of Ein Sof prior to the restriction is called Or Mekif. Since it remains as Or Mekif, surrounding light, around the Partzuf Ak, as it could not clothe within the Partzuf.
Because it is impossible to receive the entire light of Ein Sof in order to bestow all at once, due to the matter of equivalence of form. Therefore, there are many discernments that receive the upper light in order to bestow in small portions. In these small portions, we always have 5 degrees, no more, no less. And because there are many discernments, then in each and every discernment we have 5 degrees, then these 5 degrees and another 5 and another 5 and all directions and different discernments. Turns out that we always have, we can say that it's Ein Sof, an infinite amount of incorporations, integrations, connections between the Kelim, and one Zivuk Daka already creates an infinite number of Partzufim. But still, in order to give this explanation, to bring it to a certain form, we say that in each Zivuk Daka we have only 10 Sfirot. And even though that in all the 10 Sfirot there is 10 and 10 and another 10 in different directions, in different discernments, but still, we say about them too that, no, we have only 10 Sfirot from above down, we have 10 Sfirot from inwards, from inside out, from the Itkalelut. So from above down, it's Ketoch Mabina Zaran Pin Malchut, and from the inside out, it's Mochatzamot Gidin, Basar, and Or. That's how we count it. Just in order for us to have, to use a different kind of words, because otherwise we'll get confused. And also the Or Makif and Or Pnimi, and in that you have Neron Chai, and in this, and so on and so forth. Meaning, the main thing is that we feel that there is the expansion of the light in all directions, to all desires and all degrees, in such a way that this form is integral. Questions?
New York. Is the chut ha-partzuf ze kmo mavet?
The chut of the partzuf, is it like death?
The is the chut of the partzuf, it's not like death, because the is the chut of the partzuf, it leaves its state, its degree, in order to be more adhered to the emanator, and greater adhesion with the emanator, regardless of how much does the light fulfill him or not, but greater dvikut for him is life.
So after it purified, it just stands there? Does it continue?
He always continues to a greater and greater sense of association, identification with, even if it remains empty.
From what fuel? What's the matter?
He's more connected, more related to the emanator, knows him better, and therefore every time, it's not that he weakens. The masach that receives weakens by the bitush, by other things, but actually, you're asking, does he die? The Or Pnimi leaves him? No. He prefers to be emptier, if necessary, but to be more adherent. And therefore, his condition is as if he is if moves away from the upper light. He in action, but not according to the intention. Meaning that it's enough for me to be connected to the Creator in one little spark. If I'm connected to Him, then for me it's more than the entire O of Ein Sof that fills my kelim and so on. There is the inverse value of lights and vessels here. This is something that we always fail in, that on the one hand I receive much less from the in order to bestow, meaning that I'm as if in smaller bestowal in practice. This on the one hand. On the other hand, it's the condition in which the O Elyon, the upper light, that leaves me no other choice. It says either you receive, meaning in order to receive, this how it turns out, or you purify, you get rid of it. So what follows is that my action in purification is closer to Dvikut than, God forbid, it would have been were I to receive in order to receive, because to receive more than what I decided on in the Rosh, I can't receive in the Tabul.
Again? Meaning he lives in intention?
Of course, our entire life is in the intention. That's the only thing that I can hold on to, only my intention toward the emanator. How much I identify with him, give him back, receive from him. That's what my entire life's all about. And therefore, when I purify, I do. In this purification, I show in practice how much I identify with the emanator.
Almata.
Good morning, Rav. The question is as such, when the Masach is created, until the Opnimi enters it, it turns out that we only have Rosh and Malchut? Or within, when there's Opnimi, it is created?
Again, please.
The moment in which the Masach is created and the opening me, the internal light hasn't appeared quite there. We only have the internal light and Malchut and all the opening me that enters, and then we have Sof and Toch and the Sfira of Tiferet, the middle line.
Yeah, so what are you asking about?
The moment that the opening me, when there's Or Chozer, we absorb it as it for us is what, not pure?
This I don't understand. Or Chozer we have only in the Rosh of the Partsuf. Or Chozer is only in the Rosh of the Partsuf. It's our intention to give back any good that we receive from the emanator, to give it back to him. Moscow.
Shumim?
Can you hear? We can't hear.
Raf, распространение парцуфа сверху вниз. Ну, более-менее понятно, умозрительно. Что такое распространение парцуфа изнутри?
The expansion of the parzuf from above down is... What is the expansion of the parzuf from within outwards?
This comes out by itself. Don't pay attention to it. It just means that just like we have 10 spherot from above down, we have 10 spherot from inside out because there is integration. It's kalelut. If I receive the light of nefesh, and then the light of into the clear of Keter, the light of Ruach enters, then the light of Nefesh goes down one step, and then inside the clear of Keter we have light of Nefesh and light of Ruach. This is the meaning of expanding from within outwards. So we have seemingly the expansion of the Partsuf in its thickness, so to speak. Take it like that for now. There are more things here. Later we learn about it in the second restriction. There are other differences. There are klipot between the internality and externality of the Partsuf. This is later.
That's it.
Why the separate himself from north and south?
No, somos un solo cli.
No, nachnu cli echad.
Ah. No, no.
Rab, disculpas por si la pregunta no está de acuerdo a lo leído.
Lo tisachem hashela, lo bidyuk lifi ma shekara, no?
Pero las luces descendentes.
Forgive me if the question is not exactly what we read, but does the light that is purified create an empty space like in a restriction?
The light doesn't get purified, rather the vessel gets purified because it loses the strength to hold on to the light, and the light departs according to the lost ability to hold it by the kli. It doesn't create the restriction. It's simply the vessel, by maintaining the restriction, it grows emptier more and more, but as we said earlier, by that, it holds itself in a way that's actually closer to the emanator. Cannot bestow, I wasn't given the strength from above to bestow, nevertheless, I'm adhered to you in other forms. Even if I am emptied completely, there's always an inverse relation. And the vessel always thinks about the intention to bestow. How much in each and every state can he bestow to the emanator the most? Next.
סוד האור מקיף דאק שלגודלו אין קץ ותכלית.
Item 32, that thoroughly clarifies the meaning of Om Makif, was immensely immeasurable.
A light that surrounds the world.
Meaning the does not mean that the Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality, is in itself considered the Om Makif of Ak. Rather, it means that a zivug of Haka'ah was made on the Malchut of the Rosh of Ag, that Ein Sof struck the Masach positioned there. In other words, it wished to dress in Pchinat Dalet of Ag as prior to the Tzimtzum. But the Masach in Malchut of Rosh Ag struck it. This means that it detained it from spreading in Pchinat Dalet and repelled it, as this Or Chozer that emerged from the pushing of the light back became the vessels for clothing the upper light as well. However, there's a big difference between the reception in Pchinat Dalet prior to the restriction and the reception of the Or Chozer after the restriction. As now, it clothed only a thin line in Rosh and Sof. This is what the Masach did through its striking on the upper light, and the measure that was rejected from Ak by the Masach. The full measure of upper light from In Sof that wanted to clothe in Pchinat Dalet. Had it not been for the Masach that halted it, became the Or Makif surrounding Ak. The thing is that there is no change or absence in the spiritual. And since the light of Ein Sof is drawn to Ak, to clothe in Pchinat Dalet, it must therefore be so. Hence, even though the Masach has now detained it and repelled it, It does not negate the extension of Ein Sof. On the contrary, it sustains it, but in a different way. Meaning through proliferation of Zivugim in the five worlds Ak and Abiyah until the end of correction, when Prina Dalet is completely corrected through them, and at that time Ein Sof will clothe in her as in the beginning. Thus, no change or absence has been done there by the striking of the Masach in the upper light. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar. The Zivug of Ein Sof does not descend until it is given its pair. Meanwhile, that is until that time, it is considered that this light of Ein Sof has become Or Mekif, meaning it will clothe in it in the future. And for now, it circles it and shines upon it only from outside with a certain illumination. This illumination accustoms it to expand by the right laws that will bring it to receive this Or Makif in the measure that Ein Sof was initially drawn to it.
Questions?
Questions? We have to read it again, probably.
Who wants to read again?
For reading it again? Why don't you demand it?
ונדבר היטב סוד האור מקיף דאק שלגודלו אין קץ ותכלית.
תרשימו שאלות.
Right questions.
אמנם אין הכוונה שאין סוף ברוך הוא הממלא את כל המציאות, הוא עצמו, הוא בבחינת...
Yet this does not mean that Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality, is in itself considered the Or Makif of Ak. Rather, it means that a Zivug, the Haka'a, was made on the Malchut of the Rosh of Ak, that Ein Sof struck the Masach position there.
שרצה להתלבש בבחינת דלת דאק, כמו מטרם הצמצום,
which means it wished to dress in Pchina Dalet of Ak as prior to the Tzimtzum. But the Masach in Malchut de Rosh of Ak struck it. This means that it detained it from spreading in Pchina Dalet and repelled it, as written in item 14. This Or Chozer, reflected light that emerged from the pushing of the light back, became Kelim for clothing the upper light as well. However, there is a very big difference between the reception in Pchina Dalet prior to the Tzimtzum and the reception of the reflected light after the Tzimtzum, after the restriction. As now it clothed only a thin line in Rosh and Sof, this is what the Masach, the screen, did through its striking on the upper light. And the measure that was rejected from Ak by the screen, the full measure of upper light from Ein Sof that wanted to clothe in Pchina Dalet, had it not been for the Masach that halted it, became the Or Makif, the surrounding light, surrounding Ak.
The reason is that there is no change or absence in the spiritual. And since the light of Ein Sof is drawn to Ak, to clothe in Pchina Dalet, it must therefore be so. Hence, even though the Masach has now detained it and repelled it, it does not negate the extension of Ein Sof. On the contrary, it sustains it, but in a different way, through proliferation of Zivugim in the five worlds, Ak and Abiyah, until the end of correction, when Pchina Dalet is completely corrected through them. At that time, Ein Sof will clothe in her as in the beginning. Thus, no change or absence has been done there by the striking of the Masach in the upper light. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar, the zivug of Ensof does not descend until it is given its pair. Meanwhile, that is, until that time, it is considered that this light of Ensof has become Or Mekif, meaning it will clothe in it in the future. For now, it circles it and shines upon it from the outside with a certain illumination. This illumination accustoms it to expand by the right laws that will bring it to receive this Or Mekif in the measure that Ein Sof was initially drawn to it.
Questions?
No,
if there are no questions, then I will ask. What is the benefit of the fact that the Kli can receive some of the light and some of it it cannot receive, and now it exists as surrounding? What is the benefit from the fact that the Kli cannot receive all of the light at once? Rather, the light that it cannot receive in order to bestow remains as a surrounding. And from that we get the continuation of the connection between the light and Kli. Please.
Asiriyot.
Tense.
What I understand from what we read, the light cannot penetrate in one go, but it has to enter in portions. The Kli is corrected slice after slice. And the benefit of having Or Mekif outside of the Partsuf is that it pressures to penetrate, and the Kli won't be satisfied with what it has, but it will constantly be forced to scrutinize another slice and another slice of its correction.
If I understand correctly, these pieces are a little bit are a result of this little bit of light that entered in the beginning, and the surrounding remains an outside until the end of correction, and it simply pressures the vessel to become more scrutinized, and it become more qualitative, and it eventually will have the correct intention because it can receive that in equivalence of form.
Yep, and from that is born a deficiency, a prayer that from connection we'll ask the upper one to complete us.
I think that ultimately the vessel reaches independence. It acquires the experience, the knowledge, the of the Creator. This process happens gradually, and it's not feel like it was coerced all at once.
Yep. Also, eventually, if we look forward on the entire process, from the shattering from everything, then the goal is to create some kind of work, independent work of the Kli. And this can be only from the same building of the deficiency, what did not exist before in the four phases.
The vessel has to ensure, check within itself the relationship between its discernments and the discernments of the quality or nature of the light.
Maybe it will also cause it to ask to come to the light. It will make him increase connection with the one that has the light.
Yeah, because this reality of the light of Ein Sof, the direct light is divided into the surrounding light and inner light, creates in the creature, builds in it this yearning for the illumination that is waiting for it in the future. It creates this seemingly independent fuel out of the concealment that the creature aspires to receive all the surrounding light as inner light.
It also shows on the inclination of the Creator, so there won't be anything lacking from the purpose of creation, the plan of creation, anything less than perfection, than wholeness. And leaving him also an empty part makes sure the created being can't rest. It has to continue and continue.
I have to also remind that the creature is not creature yet. It's still an automatic process that the light pressures the vessel, and from that the vessel is built in the effort to become resemble the light, and it can't, and so it performs more restrictions until it becomes more qualified for the light, until the shattering, and it starts a new phase.
It also teaches us in the work between us to respect every part according to what's arranged for it. Every part that determines its own part, its desire, and we remember who does it as well, and to support it as much as we can.
The relationship questions.
What turns the returning light to be a kli? How can a light be a kli?
How does the reflected light, returning light, how does it get created?
Projection, striking.
Meaning there's certain power in the kli to reject, to repel the pleasure from itself and turn this pleasure into a vessel, a kli, for, let's say, bestowing the pleasure to the emanator. We have to understand, what does it mean, reflected light, returning light, or light? Light is pleasure when you give to one another, the creature to the creator to the creature, and the creature to the creator. So reflected light is when the creature wants to bestow to the creator, wants to delight him. This is reflected light. Is it really light? I don't know what you're talking about light, when you say light. What, photons that are running around? This is an attitude. It's all an attitude. There's nothing more in reality. Only one desire and a second desire and the relationship between the two. What are you giving to someone to express your love to him? You give him a feeling of your desire, how you yearn for him, how you're aimed at him. In this world, you accompany it with a kiss, with a gift, with a certain attitude, but in essence, if not for that, it's only the attitude, the yearning. This is called the light. So just as you feel, we feel that the Creator wants to bestow to us, and we feel the light from Him, we also want to resemble that and develop in us a feeling of our attitude towards Him. That's it. There's nothing else in reality. Only the upper desire and the lower desire and the relationship between these desires. And all the relationship between us is only so we would find out how to develop a desire for the upper one. And that it would be not dependent on our egoistic desire, so we would know why are we built as egoists, as a will to receive. So we'll have a discernment. So we will have this discernment, a clean one, towards the upper desire, the foreign one.
So why is it called returning light and not a returning kli?
Yeah, light, the returning attitude, when the guest develops an attitude in return to the host.
attitude is light, it's not a kli.
No, it's a light. Of course, there's nothing more than the attitude. What are you giving your kids? Attitude. What are you giving your wife? Attitude. What are you giving your friends? Attitude. You relate to them. Of course, in this world you have additional gifts, but in a sense, you relate to them. In spirituality, it's only that.
Isn't it an expression of the desire?
It is an expression of the desire, yes. But is there anything in it? When you smile to someone, do you give him anything? You relate to him. That's it. Saba?
Rav, in the example you gave us with the guest and the host,
me, it's Baal Sulam.
Through you. So we understand that what the host is wanting is actually the surrounding light, if I understood correctly.
Yeah, it's the role of the surrounding light.
And then the guest, with these constant requests, then he does the host a favor and he eats. By eating, he bestows upon the host, he fulfills him, he gives him contentment. Now, in what way do we feel this surrounding light pressuring us, between us?
The way you feel from the friends that want to give you, fill you. Be a bit more sensitive and you feel that the Creator is constantly sending you gifts.
Everything is within our framework.
You are inside a sea of gifts from the Creator. He's constantly caring about you. He's giving to you. Start being more sensitive to it and you'll see how much it awakens in you a desire to return this favor to him.
Thank you.
That's why our work with a friend is to be quite sensitive for the influence of the Creator on us and then to respond to it.
Rav, the whole thing of this cascading, it's the result of the first formation in Bchina Bet. There isn't yet the desire of the Kli, of the created being. It all cascades until...
Okay, but we said this is how the desire responds. From this we learn about the nature of the desire to bestow and the nature of the desire to receive and what's the relationship that can exist between them.
Right. All of that is on behalf of the light.
Yeah.
Also the state of Malchut restricting, it's all building systems.
Yeah.
So it can't build the Kli, there isn't yet yearning to resemble the Creator. A person doesn't have that himself.
No, of course not. The will to receive wants nothing except to fill itself. That's its nature. Meaning, it's a desire that exists in it from the outset. This is its natural desire.
Also this on behalf of the Creator.
Everything. Hadera.
Good morning, Rav. Again, about this thing of the returning light that creates the vessels of bestowal. Eventually, where are they created, these vessels? It stays in the partsuf of the emanator. It's not that it's done in the emanatee.
Everything is in the emanated being, yes. The emanated being, from its feeling, under the influence of the emanator, it awakens like a guest and the host to resemble the host and bestow to the host. You can say, it's a feeling of shame. If it works out of shame, where is the bestowal to the host? The shame obligates him to bestow to the host, because by that he covers himself. So it's not more than if I pay in a restaurant. When can we say that we are in bestowal to the host? When I bestow to the host above the shame. I don't care about covering the shame, rather, even if there is no shame, meaning I'm using the shame only as a scale for how much I am receiving or bestowing. I want to develop more and more shame in me, subtlety, a finer sensation of it, so I could remove myself as much as possible from performing acts of bestowal in order to receive. Bestow in order to receive, meaning to bestow in order to not feel ashamed. So there's no spiritual action in there. When do I actually bestow? Not in order to cover this shame, not for my own benefit. This is what I have to care about. Is that clear?
So you enjoy the bestowal of the created being?
I enjoy the influence or the bestowal of the emanator onto me, because in this way I can awaken to him and bestow to him and reach equivalence of form to identify with him. That's why I don't erase his bestowal. I don't minimize it. I just want to arrange it in the vessel that is qualified for it on my part.
The question is, is the Makif bringing shame, and then the Kli has to purify his screen, or is the other way around?
Or Makif mevi busha.
The Or Makif brings shame. And then does it bring to the purification of the screen, or vice versa?
The screen is purified because of the pressure of the surrounding light that strikes the screen, the masach. Then you have is the chechu, purification of the screen. When the screen gives up the reception or the bestow, it's unable to maintain it, and if it will stay in it, it will be in order to receive, and that's why it gets purified. So only the force of aviyut, coarseness in the screen, is what gets purified, the force of becoming like the light, but not the force that separates the upper light and the will to receive. By that, it returns to Peh Vosh and remains standing there and not letting the upper light to enter into its will to receive past this boundary. Okay?
No, Perkin. Meyer.
The returning light attains Keter, right?
Fifth returning light from Bchina Dalet.
So it means that Malchut attains the thought of creation?
Of course, to the extent it's in certain coarseness.
So she has the intention to reach the end of correction immediately.
In each and every spiritual action, there's an intention to come closer to the end of correction.
So it doesn't mean because it's in the Masach of Bchina Dalet? What does it mean?
I know what you're saying. Specifically because of the screen that's standing on Bchina Dalet, Malchut has a certain opportunity, a partial opportunity to be in contact with the upper Keter.
I hope this keep the flow going. It says here in item 32.
I don't want your philosophizing. I don't agree. What did we read now on 32? If you have a question on it, please.
That's it. It was written.
No, I don't care what. I don't care what was written. It'll bring me philosophies. I don't know what. I don't want to work this way. What's written now is what we're studying. Don't confuse anyone. There's no place here for wise guys. Okay. Okay, so let's go on. Continue this or go to selected excerpts from the sources, preparation for the European Congress. We should go. It's right ahead of us.
Moving on to the next part, but let's first sing the song.
את הפאזל כבר מרכיב, והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים, וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב, יוצא למסע לא מתעכב. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית. אם אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת, והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטף, נחלים בך זורמים של אהבה בעורקים, פתאום השחר מתעורר. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית.